Tesaru, or that he is tolerant, merciful, and friendly to all living entities. He has no enemy, he has no enemies, he is peaceful, he abides by the scriptures, and all his characteristics are sublime.
In the previous verse, Kapila has recommended that Saiva Sadhu Krita. What is that? Prasanga Ajaram Pasam Atmana Kabayo Vibhu Saiva Sadhu Krita Moksadaram Apavritam. There are two things. Conditioned life and liberated. 8,400,000 forms of life there. Jalayana, Lakhani, Sabra, Lakhavinsati. 9 lakhs forms of life in the water. Jalayana, Lakhani, the child named Savaralakhavinsati, the trees and plants, they are 2 million. Savaralakhavinsati, Kimayo Rudra Sankhata, and the germs and insects, reptiles, they are 1,100,000, 11 lakhs. Pakshinam Vasalakhata, then birds, there are 10 lakhs of forms. Then, beasts, animals, so there are 3 million forms. And then human beings, there are 400,000. Very small quantity. Of all the living entities, the human forms, they are very small number, 400. Asiti chaturamashtayo. Asiti means 80 and chatura means 4. So 8,400,000 species of forms. So, prasanga ajaram pasam atmanam. Atma is the same. Spirit soul, he has got the same form, but they are different dresses. They are having different dresses. It's like we are sitting so many. As human beings, we are the same, but we have got different dresses. Similarly, Atma, the soul, the spirit soul, is the same. There is no difference. There are pandita samadarshan. One who knows what is the form of Atma, he sees Vidyavinaya Brahmani Kavi Hastini samadarshan. He sees the animal, the cats and dogs, and the dhani brahmi samadarshan. Samata means not that Brahman is equal to the dog. No, not that. But he sees that Brahmana is also spirit soul and the dog is also spirit soul. So, this condition life, dog has got a condition life, I have got a condition life, he has got a condition life. We are all conditioned. Under different, and according to the condition, we have got different bodies. Parmana gaivanatrena. These conditioned life, different forms of life, we have got gaivanatrena. By superior, superior administration. Netrena means netritya, leadership. Superior leader, just like Jamaraj. Karmana, according to my karma, He offers being somebody. Vaivanatri. Jantar Deho Puput. Karanam Gunasanga Sadasat Janujunish. Karma, Guna Karma, Vivarata. Guna and Karma. This way here in practical world, you can work as an engineer, karma, if you have got the qualification. If you have got the qualification of a shopkeeper, you cannot act as an engineer. That is not possible. If you have got the qualification of a teacher, educationist, then you should be able to teach. So the whole world is going like that. Guna karma, vibhāra. So, guna means we are, according to our position or according to our mentality, we are infecting some guna, satarajatama guna. So, guna karma, guna karma vibhāra. Very scientific. You can become, if you acquire the qualities of a brahmana, then, and if you work as a brahmana, then guna karma vibhagasa will become a brahmana. If you have the qualities of a kshatriya, and if you work as a kshatriya, then you are kshatriya. If you have the qualification of a mercantile man, businessman, and if you work as a businessman, or cultivator, then you become Vaishya. This is very scientific. Not that one is classified according to the birth. No. According to qualification. Just like there is a medical association. Medical association does not mean all the medical men in the association, they are born of the same family. No. They are born in different families. But because they have got qualification and working as medical men, they are admitted as a member of medical association or member of bar association. This is practical. Similarly, if you acquire the qualification of a brahmana and if you work as a brahmana, then you are accepted as brahmana. Similarly, kshatriya, similarly, vaishya. It is the authoritative statement of Nara. Jasahi jat lakshanam proktam varnadivanyakam. In the Bhagavad Gita, varnadivanyakam, how to decide to which class or his caste a certain man belongs to. That there are symptoms. Satta saucam samam damam, kansi arjamam, jnanam vijnanam, asitam brahma karma swar. So, Narad Muni says, jasrahi jat lakhanam krokta. These are the symptoms. So, if the symptoms are visible in another place, then tattyena yogi nidhise. Srila Sami has given his note that birth is not everything. One has to acquire the quality. Then he will classify. So, prasanna ajaram. We are attached to some quality and some work. In this way, we are getting different bodies. One after another. This body finishes, we create another body. This life is creating another body. This is called prasanga, ajana. Attachment to the material qualities, we are conditioned. Suppose we have got now human form of body, or in a very rich family, that is our life, but it will not continue. You have to give it up. And any moment, by the superior authority, When it is ordered, immediately please leave this position. You have to leave. This is called conditioned life. You cannot stay in any status of life for all the days. If you think that I am American, I am very happy. That's how life, you are American, you are happy, or Indian, you are very happy. You have chalked out your plan how to continue happiness. But nature is not allowed to stay. Baby Jesha Gunaway, Momo Maya Durutaya. As soon as nature is called back, please give up this post. Now take the post off, a dog. Karmanadigmanatsuna, you are absent. You are given the most, exalted form of life, human being. You did not act as human being, you acted as a dog. Now you take the body of a dog. This is Karmanadigmanatsuna. Therefore, we must be very careful in this human form of life. Our aim should be how to become a devotee. So, to become a devotee, Krishna conscious, because that is the path of liberation. Janma karma me jibbam jujanati tattasa tatta jiham punarjanma nahiti mamis. If you want to stop punarjanma, great personalities, in India, they used to go to the forest to stop this repetition of punarjanma. That's like Vishwamitra Muni. Vishwamitra Muni, when he approached Maharaj Dasarath to take with him Ramchandra and Lakshman, their boys, to kill the Taraka Rakshasi. There was some disturbance. So although Vishwamitra Muni could kill, but no, that was not the Brahmana's business. It was to punish, it was king's business. So therefore they approached. So at that time, Maharaj Dasarath greeted Vishwamitra, O yushtam jattam punarjanma jayaya. Just like when you meet a friend, if he's a businessman, suppose he comes to see me, I'm a sannyasi, and he's a businessman, I ask him how your business is going on, because he's engaged in that way. And the gentleman who comes to see me, he'll ask me, Samiji, how your preaching is going on. He'll not ask me how your business is going on. So, the punarjanma jayaya paishtam. The brahmanas, the learned rishis, sages, they're especially engaged for punarjanma jayaya. To conquer over the process of repetition of birth and death. That is the highest occupation. The every man is meant for that, punarjanma jayaya. Unless you conquer this process of punarjanma, bhutta kriyate, and if you simply waste our time like animals, eating, sleeping, sex intercourse, and defense, then it is animal life. Especially in this age, they cannot distinguish that what is the animal life and what is human life. They think the dog animal, he is sleeping on the street and I am sleeping on the 20th floor of the nice apartment. Therefore, I am civilized. The Shastra says no. Either you sleep on the street or on the 24th story of the apartment, you are sleeping. You are not doing any other thing. Simply, if a dog is eating without any plate, and suppose if you are eating in a golden plate, that does not mean the taste of the foodstuff has changed. No. The food star given to the dog on the street without any plate, and the food star given to me in a golden plate, the taste is the same. And the value, food value, is the same. So we have to see in that way. There, to improve the quality of eating, sleeping, making, the dog is having sexual intercourse in the open street. And if we have sexual intercourse in a very secluded place and very nice bedstead, that does not change the quality. Therefore, we should know it, that simply by eating, sleeping, depending, and sex life, that is animal life. Human life is meant for how to become free from this process of repetition of birth and death. That is liberation. So, here we have discussed last night that prasangam adaram pasam atma, the bondage, conditioned life, more and more passion. Jagyarthe kanmanatru lukayam karma bandham. If you do not engage your life in activities of Krishna consciousness, that is called yajna, yajna purusha. Yajna means to sacrifice for the satisfaction of the Supreme Person. That is called yajna. Atapkundi vijas shrestha varnasama vibhasa. Brahmatma Devas, Samsiddhi Haritosana. If you want perfection of your activities, different men have got different activities, that's all right. But try to make it perfect. Samsiddhi, Siddhaye, Brahma Siddhaye. We have discussed all this. And how it can be done? Samsiddhi Haritosana. If you satisfy Krishna, Hari, by your talent, by your activities, then you are successful. That should be the aim of human life. Don't try to engage yourself, entangle yourself for repetition of birth and death. So how this can be achieved? That is suggested in the last part. Saiva sadhusu krito. The same attachment as you are attached to this material activity, if you transfer that attachment to a sadhu, then your life is successful. We have got attachment for money, we have got attachment for women, we have got attachment for nice house, we have attachment for our country, for our society, for our families, and so on, so on, so on. That attachment is called ajaram pasam. Pasam means rope. If you are tied up with a rope, hands and legs, then you are helpless. So we are actually tied up. That is jisha gunavayam. That's what is called guna. Guna means rope. We are tied up. We are not free. And it's like we are trying to go to the moon planet so many years. But because we are not free, still we have not been successful to go there. So there are so many planets within this material world. We can go. We have got now machine. Very speedy machine. But why cannot go? Because we are conditioned. You cannot go by your wings. You must be qualified to go to certain planets. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva bhrita deva pitrin janti pitrin bhrita bhutani janti bhutevja madhyadinopi janti maam. So, if you want to go, you must qualify yourself. Otherwise, it is not so easy. Just like if you want to go to America, you must have qualification. You must have your visa, You must have your passport, you must have so many things. If you want to immigration or if you want to wear a visitor, similarly, the other thing. If there are so many processes you have to undergo from this country to that country, is it possible that you want to go to another planet without such qualifications? This is futile attempt. It is not possible. Therefore, your condition. It is called condition. We cannot go, we cannot move freely without being sanctioned by the superior authority. So, we generally say, not a blade of grass moves without the sanction of God. Similarly, we cannot do anything. David is us. God does not take as a supervision personnel. In the Veda, Sita Sata Upanishad. He hasn't got to do personally, but he has got so many agents to do. They will do. You are not free even to twinkle with your eyelids. That is also being controlled. That information. You are moving this hand very freely. It can be immediately paralyzed. I am claiming that I have this small hand. What is your hand? It can be stopped immediately. Your eyes, it can be stopped. So we must know that we are conditioned. This is conditionless. How you can improve conditionless? Therefore, our business is how to become liberated from all these conditions. And that can be done only by saiva sadhu sukrita moksha dharma pāpita. If you have got so many attachments, but so many things, if you turn all these attachments, they are sadhu. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu sastrita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu sastrita. In all the sastras, they advise to associate with the sadhu. Tasmad dusthingam utsajya. Vajathadu samagama. Even Chanakya Pandit, the great politician. Vajathadu samagama. Atasangma kyaari vaishnavasa. One grihastha vaishnav, householder vaishnav, he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is the duty of a grihastha householder vaishnav? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said in two lines, asasangma kyaari vaishnavasa. Don't associate with nonsense or sadhu. Asasangma kyaari vaishnava. One line. A vaishnava's behavior is to give up the association of demons, non-devote. Because sadhu means devote. Sadhu reva samanta. So it is very, I mean, say sincere to avoid the company of a sadhu. But at the present moment, it is very difficult to find out the association of sadhu. Therefore, our teeming effort is this Krishna consciousness movement to create an association of the sadhu. So people may take advantage of this association, and then his life becomes liberated. That is the aim and object of this association. It has no other object. People may say so many nonsense things, but our only object is that, as therefore we have given the name association of Krishna conscious person. Krishna conscious means subject. Because Krishna says, Yogi Namaki Sarvesham, Madhvata Antaratmana, Sadhyavan Bhajati Duma, Samedhutam. He is first class yogi. Who is that? He is always thinking of me. And Krishna is advising, Manvanam, Bhavamad Bhakta, Madhyajima Namaskar. Four things only. It is not very difficult. Always think of Krishna, Manvana, and without becoming devotee, how you can think of Krishna? You can think of your business, you can think of your dog, or you can think of your family, or you can think of your lovable object, woman or man, and so many. But Krishna says, Manvana Bhagavad. You think of me. Because we have to think something. Without thinking, you cannot remain. This is the simple process. Instead of thinking so many things, you simply think of Krishna. The sadhu will teach that. Sadhu business, why sadhu to associate with sadhu? Sadhu sangha. Sadhu will not teach anything else. Sadhu chudhya tato sadhu sangha. This is the process of making spiritual advancement. If you have got any faith for making spiritual advancement, then you must associate with sadhus. Sadhu sadhya, just like here people come, here there is no other thing, because here all the boys and girls and the boys, they are concerned with Radha Krishna. That's the whole business, whole day's business, whole night's business is Radha Krishna. From early morning at 3 o'clock to 9, 10 o'clock, they have only business of Radha Krishna. That's all. Therefore they are sad. Therefore they are sad. This is the symptom of sad. And so many people are criticizing. So many enemies we have got. We are not getting the sunshine because there are so many enemies. We are creating nuisance. We are chanting Hare Krishna mantra. That is nuisance. This complaint is going to the police. So that is very difficult. Therefore, a sadhu is advised, titik sava, tolerate all this nonsense. What can be done? We have no other alternative to tolerate. Nobody is coming to help us. Our business is so thankless stuff because we are trying to create one temple. So many enemies, they are giving hindrance. You cannot do it. Therefore, titikshava. You have to remain sadhu. You cannot become a sadhu. You have to tolerate. What can be done? Titikshava karunika. At the same time, you have to become merciful. You know what has happened in this place, Hare Krishna land. So much attack by the police, by the municipality to break this temple. So we could have gone. So what is the use of taking so much botheration? We have got hundreds of temples outside India. The Bombay people are not liking. Let us go out. No. Karunika. We have come to distribute Krishna consciousness movement. We must tolerate and give this message to the people. Karunika. Very merciful. In spite of whole trouble. What is the use of these wives, these American wives, they have come to help me. Not that they are hungry, they have come here. No. My mission is that you American, you chant Hare Krishna so that India, people of India will see, oh, Americans, they are also chanting, why not ourselves? It is our property. But unfortunately, so much dull bread, but that is not coming. But still we have to do it. We have to tolerate and we have to become karunika. There was, it is said that paradukha dukhi, karunika. Why karunika? Why you want to be merciful? Na paradukha dukhi. Kipam vijjas samaham prabhas. A Vaishnava business is paradukha dukhi. A Vaishnava understands that these people, they are engaged like cats and dogs in sense gratification. They are misguided, and they will be next life, they will be punished for this misguidance. Let us do something for them. This is karuna. Karuna. Karuna out of mercy. There is no question of getting something money. No, money never touches it. Just to become merciful upon this fallen condition, so what suffering on account of becoming animalistic without any Krishna consciousness. Therefore, the preacher, the sadhu, these are the sadhu, physics of current, never mind. Whatever hindrances and tribulations they are offering to us, never mind. Current. Titiksava karmika suhido. Suhido. When their heart is so nice, su means nice. And hido means heart. They have no other desire. Suhida means that like there are different words. Mitra, suhido, bandhu. In Sanskrit is very perfect language. Suhida means a person who is always thinking of welfare for others. He is called suhido. Otherwise, puhido. The ordinary person, they are thinking how to make him subdued, how to make him defeated in competition. That is the polluted heart. And the Vaishnava, he is always thinking how a man can be saved from the classes somewhere. He is called suhido. He has no other desire. Suhido, sarvadehina, not for my brother or family, but sarvadehina, for all these, all these. It is not that, that this human, this name, here, nationalism. What is this nationalism? Nationalism means to take care of the human being and send the cows and goats to the slaughterhouse. This is going on, nationalism. What is mean by nation? Nation, the definition is any living being born in that land, he is the national. So, the cow is not born, the tree is not born in this land. But, because they are not Krishna conscious, they cannot be kind to all the dehis. Sarvadehina. Dehi means anyone who has got this body. So somebody has got body, human being, somebody has got the cow's body, somebody has a dog's body, somebody has a tree's body. The Vaishnava is so kind that Sridhar Sarvadehina, he is kind not only to the human being, to the cats, dogs, to the trees, to the plants, to the insects. A Vaishnava is hesitant even to kill one mosquito. Sarvadehina. Not that I shall take care of my brother. I am good and my brother is good. No. Sridhar Sarvadehina. These are the Vaishnava qualities. Titiksava karanika Sridhar Sarvadehina ajata satrava. Because he is living in that way, why others should be enemy? He does not create enemy. They become enemy out of their own character. We do not create enemy, but due to the demonic qualification, how we can create enemy? Krishna says that sarva-dharmān parityajya-mānekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja. We are simply teaching, my dear human being, my dear friend, you become a surrendered soul to Krishna. So what is our thought? We don't create enemy, but they become enemy. We don't create any. Why shall I create any? Sridhar Sarvadehina, why shall I create any? But they become out of their own nature, just like serpent. Nobody creates a serpent enemy, but is already an enemy. Sattva krura khala krura, sattvata krura dara khala. Chanakya Pandit says, there are two crooked animals, or envious animals. What is that? One man envious, without any reason he becomes envious. And there is one, serpent envious. Without any fault, it will bite and your death. Sattva krura khala krura. Similarly, there are men, without any offense, they will become any. Unnecessary. The Chanakya Pandit says, sattva krura khala krura. There are two envious entities. Sattvat krutara khala. The crooked man is more dangerous than the serpent. Why? Mantra sadhisarvasa sattva. Sattva, the serpent can be subdued by mantra, by chanting, snake chanting mantra, or by some herbs. The man envious, it cannot be subdued. Therefore, it is more dangerous than the serpent. So, we are in this society, human society, because we are spreading Krishna consciousness. The crow, which is more dangerous than the snake, they are putting so many impediments, but we have to tolerate. We have no other alternative. Is it? Ajata sattva shanta. Be peaceful. What can be done? Depend on Krishna. Sadhu. Sadhu shanta. These are the ornamental sadhu. What is that? Titik sabha karnita asuila sarvadina. Sadhu sukrita. But you must know what is sadhu. A sadhu is that he must be devoted. And if he is devoted, then all these symptoms are there. All these symptoms are there. These are the symptoms. Don't go to a sadhu. Sadhu don't say that this is the sadhu. Then you find out the sadhu and associate with him, then your path of liberation will be over. Thank you.